sort of thing with, so. I do know how to work a mic and work it well.
Bitch mic.
Any mic. I don't limit myself. Mike, Steve, Jill, Stacy, John. I work them all. So I'm going to do this chicken shit speaker thing and start off with a quote. And it's a Marianne Williamson quote, with which you're probably familiar. And I've seen it a million times. And I started reading it again in light of my path as a leather woman. And it took on a different resonance for me. So thinking of yourself as a person in leather, kink, BDSM, and hearing this very familiar quote, I'd like to see if it resonates for you in the way that it resonated for me. And it starts off that our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. When we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And I say that as someone who struggled her whole life with incredibly low self-esteem, who limited herself by fear, who has come a very long way to be standing here in front of you tonight. Our lives are frequently divided into cycles. A common cycle that I think we all share is childhood, youth, you know, then adulthood, and then old age. And I feel as though my journey in kink has taken me through those cycles. And I want to share a little bit with you tonight about what got me here today. And I want to say also that each and every one of you are awesome. Each and every one of you are amazing. Each and every one of you sitting here tonight has impacted my life. And this is not some bullshit fuckery. This is actually true, and I will explain to you how. When I first decided that I was a pervert, it was thanks to having a brief encounter with a very fucked up man, and that was really wonderful. And I'd like to say that this brief encounter with this fucked up man then catapulted me into the stratosphere of awesomeness and self-acceptance, but it did not. My first steps into leather were problematic. I was a black feminist woman. And what I wanted to do was to kneel and serve and be owned. This was a terrible echo of some terrible aspects of my history, and I had a very hard time digesting that. I went through a good year where my self-hatred and my fear and my confusion held me back. And I doubt that there's anyone in this room who has not felt that fear and that confusion at some point in their journey. I'm assuming that you got over that because you're fucking sitting here tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened for me was that I realized that by not accepting myself, I was doing myself a disservice. I was putting myself at the mercy of a world that did not give a shit if I fulfilled my dreams. And so I let that go. And by letting that go and taking that leap, I moved into my childhood, into a new me, into a new self that had a lot of growing to do. And I stepped into a community that welcomed me with open arms at first. Until I started to find my own feet. It's very easy to be you when you is a reflection of what you see around you. When you are accepting what it means to be submissive, when you are accepting what it means to be a slave, when you're accepting what it means to be a master based on someone else's ideas of what that is. And I suggest to you that finding your own feet is like a new childhood. It's finding yourself again. It's getting your own ground. It's growing into yourself. And this is a process. And it is a process that we are all on today. And so I thank you, those of you who were there for me, when I was first growing. Those of you who sometimes don't know, people who were my invisible mentors, people whose books I read, people whose articles I read, people I observed at functions, people I respected. Thank you. Because those people helped to serve me. And hopefully I hope to serve them in some way by following their example and learning and growing. And learning and growing and growing into myself, which is sort of like adolescence. And adolescence is what? Fucking awkward. You remember the first day you walked into school and you weren't sure if you were the geek or the nerd or the gearhead or the greaser or whatever sort of aspect you found yourself trying to adapt. I suggest that finding a way in the community here is very much like that. There are the gearheads, there are the cool kids, there are the beautiful people, there are the nerds, there are the geeks. And finding where you belong is another step in that direction of that amazing journey that we're all taking together. And for me, as a black woman, as a submissive, this was not fucking easy. My pool of role models shrank appreciably, as you might imagine. This was a point where I had to find my own way. And I got so much support from so many people. And I want to thank those people. And as I grew and as I discovered things about myself, I discovered some things that I had a difficult time with. There were some types of play that apparently, even for perverts, was not okay. And I had to get my feet under me on that as well. And I had to abandon the idea that my pleasing anyone else except myself was what was going to get me through life. I had to learn to be selfish, and as a slave, it's a little difficult. I had to learn to accept myself, which is a little difficult. So at this point, I want to thank the people who gave me a hard time. I want to praise the people who told me I was wrong. I want to thank the people who said, what you do is not okay. What you were talking about is not acceptable, because they might have given me the best gift of all, which was the ovaries to stand up and say, fuck you. That is what I need to do to fulfill myself, and it is what I am going to do because you cannot do this work for me. And I suggest that all of you in this room have had that moment, or you will, where you have to make a decision. Are you going to behave for yourself? Are you going to be yourself? Are you going to be your own person? Or are you going to give in and cave in and be what someone else wants you to be? Are you going to fill the boots, or are the boots going to take over you? So again, thank you. A profound vote of thanks for the haters, because they helped me to get where I am today. I would also like to say a profound vote of thanks for all the people who helped me when I feared the worst rejection of all. On the day that I first had to stand up in front of a room full of strangers and say, hello, my name is Melina and I'm an alcoholic. When I was sitting in rehab, thinking to myself, how am I, a respected member of the leather community, going to go back out and walk out of this rehab after a month and tell all these people who listened to me, who trusted what I had to say, that I could not control my drinking? And so, because I do have a fetish for spilling my guts all over the motherfucking place. From rehab, I got on the payphone, I called a friend, and I said, here's the login for my blog. I want you to put on my blog that I am in rehab. I want everyone to know. And I sat there waiting for people to be disgusted and appalled. And what happened was, this community that I had found, that I had been a part of for so many years, that had kicked my ass when I was down, that had picked me up, managed to somehow create a miracle. People I had known for a decade reached out to me. I'm sober. I'm clean. I'm sober. When you get out, we are here for you. I found a family within the family that I already had. And that is a remarkable gift. And so thank you for that, all of those folks, all the people who reached out to me, all the people who were there for me, all of the people who had friends or family that were sober, who knew what it was like to face that struggle. I didn't have to go out and find family in the rooms of AA. I did, and that's wonderful, but I found family in my own family, in my extended leather family. Other kinky people who knew what it was like to go through what we went through and to be a pervert. And so thank you, all of those folks. And so you might ask how you sitting today have helped me. I'm sober today. Every day I have an option to relapse and leave. But it would be rude for me to show up drunk to this speech. And so you're welcome. And so therefore, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here, because you helped to give me purpose, and you helped to give me light, and you helped to give me strength. And for those of you who sometimes feel perhaps burned out on the quote-unquote community, for those of you who feel as though maybe the community doesn't even really exist, for those of you that argue on FetLife about whether it's a big C or a little C, or whether the community means anything at all, or whether it's bullshit, that's cool. I understand that, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate the fact that we are one big, dysfunctional, scrappy fucking family. You know? And I love that about each and every one of you, so thank you for being here, and thanking you for, and I'd love to thank you also for keeping me sober today. So many of us, I think, come to kink and come to BDSM questioning and open as children. And as children, we sometimes make missteps. They're not mistakes because they teach us. Sometimes children in candy stores don't necessarily think for the well-being of their intestines. Sometimes new folks, when they come into the community, gorge and glut and roll like pigs in the mud. And that's an awesome and wonderful thing. And sometimes we look at those folks, especially when you're an old creaky fogey, and you're like, those kids with their thing in the garden, get off my fucking lawn, bitches. And part of that is because that reminds us each of ourselves. And I suggest that if you have not had that time to play, look at the language that we're using. If you have not had the time to play, to make believe, to pretend, take it. Enjoy your leather childhood. Be free. And this sounds like some happy, crappy, hippy-dippy bullshit, and my inner New Yorker is furious right now. But really do play. Embrace your playmates. Embrace your family. Because we're always here. We have different faces. We have different spirits. We inhabit different places. But we're here, and we are family. Since my title year has started, I have been amazingly blessed to be unemployed. And I'll tell you why. I don't have to go back to work. This is my work. And this is the best work I could imagine doing. I cannot tell you how amazing it is to walk off of a plane in Amsterdam and meet family. I cannot tell you how humbling it is to walk into a gay leather bar in Amsterdam and have people I don't know hug me and welcome me, because we're family. I can't tell you how amazing it is to be on a farm in Sweden with 27 Swedish women. Let's just letting that sink in for a moment. Because there was hot oil wrestling. I know. But what's so amazing about that is the thing that we have in common, that we are sisters in leather, brought us together through language barriers and age barriers and cultural differences. I cannot tell you how humbling it was to stand in front of a group of Irish people and talk to them about what was more taboo, race play or religious play. And to have as spirited an argument as you could possibly imagine with a bunch of strangers who allowed you the liberty of screaming and jumping up and down in their face because we're family. I've seen us all over the world. I've seen us all over this country, and we're so beautiful. We are amazing. We have a light that shines from within us because we acknowledge the darkness. We play in it and revel in it and cover ourselves in it and fuck in it. And that's beautiful. And don't let anyone tell you differently. And don't tell yourself differently, because the cruelties that we unleash on ourselves when we judge are so much harsher than any judgment that any other person will lay on you. And it sinks in more deeply because it's already in. When she talks about the light and talks about it shining through and talks about you not being small, it's not just about your light, it's also about your darkness. It's about acknowledging that you walk the line with both. It's acknowledging that every time you enter the space of a dungeon, or in my opinion, what is a very sacred space of play, when you are channeling those energies, when you are feeling those energies, when you are feeding yourself and feeding off of others, you are engaged in ritual and play that is so old and so beautiful. And not acknowledging that and keeping yourself small does not serve anyone. Not you, not the rest of the world. And the example that you set, you might not even know that you've set. I'm very fortunate in that because I'm a gut-spilling bitch, I'm all over the place talking about my shit. So when I impact people, I get to hear that sometimes, for better and for worse. But if you are here, and you are playing, and you are engaging with other people who share your mindset, you are shining. You are present, and you are fucking beautiful. Every scene, every moment that I get to share in someone else's dynamic, every smile on someone's face, every tear, every scream in the dungeon is light. And this world is not necessarily the lightest of places at all times. And so our dancing in the dark and our screams to the universe are beautiful. So I would hope that you would take ownership of that, because that shit is off the chain fucking awesome. Awesome. And if at some moment you don't believe that you're beautiful and magnificent and wonderful, ask me. Ask me. And I'll tell you, because you keep me alive. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful to you. And I want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to thank each and every one of you individually. Thank you.